We're skipping Os Beis for this morning, and we'll come back to it, Emir Tzachem. We're up to Os Gimel, Dveikus, our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our connection with Hashem, Tachlis Kol HaAvoda, the goal of all of our Avoda in life. That's what we are going to propose today. Vihine, HaDveikus BaHashem Yisbarach, the connection we have with Hashem, Milvad Shehi Mitzvah De'Oraisa, aside from the fact that it is a mitzvah, that's the mitzvah of Ubo Sidbak, of clinging, of connecting. Kamo Shekasov Ubo Sidbak, and we add Ula Dovka Bo, and Ubo Sidbakum. That's not the way to view this. That's not the frame through which we should think about Dveikus. Not that it is a commandment, a responsibility that we need to check off. No, it's a way of life. It's a lifestyle. It's an operating system. It's a whole experience. It's a way of living. Higam hatachlis. It's also the goal. Shel kol haTorah vaHamitzvah shenitnu lanu. And this is very much an emphasis of the Baal Shem HaKadosh and the Torah Sachasidus, that Dveikus is a goal, which is why later he's going to talk about Torah and Tefillah as not just ends in and of themselves, but also as a vehicle for Dveikus. We mentioned once in the past that Rabbi Lam, Zichrono Livracha, Dr. Lam, has a book on called The Religious Thought of Hasidism, on Thought of Hasidism. He has a whole chapter on Dveikus, because Dveikus is a central motif of Hasidus. And the truth is, when you think about that, it actually makes sense in light of why it is that Hasidus emphasizes and introduces and bridges our world to the world of Kabbalah. Because what is Kabbalah about? I don't know, but from an outsider's perspective, it seems that Kabbalah is the behind the scenes way that Hashem connects to the world. So if we're interested in connecting with Hashem, so one way that we would want to do that is by tapping into the way that He connects through the world. So let's take an example, theoretically. Let's say you have a store, Walgreens, and they sell, I don't know, Advil. You sell Advil. Not you personally, but the store sells Advil. Right? So Walgreens sells Advil. So if a person... I'm sure they sell a lot of Advil. So let's say in the store they sell Advil. Most people come to the store and they say, I have a headache. So the person who works at the store will say, oh, if you have a headache, take Advil. Why do they tell you to take Advil if you have a headache? Because 99 out of the last 100 people who had a headache and they took Advil, it was good. It made them feel better. How many people come to the store? They come to the corner of Happy and Healthy and they say, can you explain to me what it says on the back label of the Advil bottle? All of those consonants and like Russian letters and Xantha Fataminanan and all those stuff. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Like it's 74 words, letters in the word. Like, I don't know, is that English? I don't know what that is. But most people, they don't really care how the Tylenol or the Advil or the aspirin became the pill that it is. They just know that if you take it, it's git, you know? So for most, the basic level of Yadus is you do a mitzvah, you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so you don't need to know what is the recipe in the kitchen of how that recipe, about that, how that mitzvah connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What Kabbalah does is that it says, I'm going to take you into the lab and introduce to you how it is that this mitzvah actually connects your neshama through many, many layers and many filters actually back to the Orein Sof, back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how the whole world is a big system that connects you to Hashem. So it's like somebody who's interested in understanding how the aspirin, how the Tylenol actually is manufactured. And once you understand how it's manufactured, you understand why it's good for you, because it inhibits certain hormones or receptors in your cells, and so through that, it affects how you experience the pain. If you're interested in not just feeling better, if you're interested in connecting with the chemist who made the Advil, or all of the science behind the Advil, it's not a great mushel, but it's by something, then you don't just walk in the store and take the Advil. If you want to work in, I don't know, GSK or some other manufacturer, you don't just take Advil. You got to get to know it. And so then when you apply for, you know, a job or you want to become the CEO of, I don't know, Abbott or something like that, you'll say, I know how the Advil works. I know the inner workings of the Advil. So in a certain sense, I understand why it is that in Chassidus there's an emphasis on learning Kabbalah, because if Dveikus is the goal, well, then you want to get as deep as you can. You don't want to just take the Advil and feel better. You want to know who made the Advil, how did they make the Advil, how does my taking the Advil connect me to that? You know what I'm saying? It's like a totally different way of existing. Kedesha Bekocham, that we take the Torah and the Mitzvos, Shenit Nulana, that were given to us, bottom of the column, Kedesha Bekocham, through their capacity, Nagia, we will reach top of the next column, Ledvekos Amitis, to really connecting to Hashem. Vinasig, and we will achieve, we will grasp, Vinichya, and we will live as Hashem Yisbarach. We will live with Hashem on an ongoing basis. This is the Torah of Hashem, that every Jew has the capacity for Dveikus. This is the Dveikus of the holy shoemaker. Because even though he's making shoes, but he's making shoes at the same time, he's really be'etzem living in the space with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person, this is why the Baal Shem is very emphasizing this idea, is very insistent that b'makom shemocho shel adam shamhu. You are where your mind is. So if at this moment in time, we might be sitting at a desk, on chairs, at a table, in a shul, physically in this world of Olam Hazeh, physical, but if our mind is thinking, wow, we're mamish with the presence of the Or Ein Sof, thinking about our relationship with Hashem, nurturing it in our mind, in our emotion, in our experience, we're realizing about Hashem, we're learning about Hashem, so we're with Hashem, so we're actually not here sitting on a chair, we're living with Ribbono Shalom in an eternal world. Right now. So therefore, you could do that when you're davening, which is hard, but you could even do that when you're crunching numbers in the office, which is obviously much harder. Va'odam sha'omer, but a person who says, Shebel shvil l'kayim es ratzon Hashem, to fulfill the ratzon Hashem, maspik, it is enough, la'azmet b'torah chitzonis, just to learn Torah. You learn Torah, which is important. That's obviously Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. But according to the Torah of the Baal Shem, if you're just learning Torah, to learn Torah, but that learning is devoid of any presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of any transcendence, of any spirituality, of any ruchnius, of any godliness. Ulekaimus HaMitzvos, we just do the mitzvos, we put on the tefillin. It's great, we came to shul this morning, we put on the tefillin. But we did that b'chitzoniusam, in their external, b'li lev, without any heart. Who chai b'mitzvos anashim melumada. A person's living just a life of going through the motions. They're spiritually empty. Va'adam kaseh, God forbid, a person like this, hifsid, he lost as ha'ikar, the main thing. V'torasu mitzvos v'im k'guf, b'lina shama. Their Torah and mitzvos, they're like a vessel, a body, without a soul, without any content. V'hu rachok milgamim b'kavonas habori ha'kodesh baruch hu ki kol levavos dorish Hashem. Hashem wants the heart. Hashem wants a relationship. Hashem wants us to live with Him. And if we're just doing Torah mitzvos, it's not the same. Rav Asher Freund, the tzaddik, who's a Eretz Yisrael tzaddik, who was a mentor of many, many people who were Bali Avodah, were trying to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was a shopkeeper. He sold on Yafo, I think he sold jewelry. But he opened a big chesed organization, and he was going around Machane Yehuda collecting leftover fruit to be mechalakid to aniyim, like he personally. And he had a group that used to go to the forest, to fell, to the field, to do his spodidus. He used to go every Rosh Hashanah to Reb Shem Bar Yochai and Meiron. He was an unusual tzaddik. So he once told, he said, imagine a person, they spend their entire life doing Torah mitzvot, and they get to Gan Eden, and they said, oh, we have a special Gan Eden for you. You know, he's thinking, amazing. I spent my whole life doing Torah mitzvos. I checked all the boxes. So they send him to some place in Gan Eden that's like 17 miles from where all the action is, from where the Ribbono Shel Olam is, from where the tzaddikim are nenemis of Hashchina. So they said, yeah, that's your spot. He says, what do you mean? I did Torah mitzvos my whole life. He said, yeah, you did your Torah mitzvos far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're going to get your Gan Eden. You'll get your Torah Mitzvahs Gan Eden far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? What we do in this world, that's what we're going to get in the next world. So a person who does Torah Mitzvahs in this world, when they get the Torah Mitzvahs in the next world, it's a Gishmak. But Rav Moshe said, he said, if your Torah Mitzvahs in this world is so far from God, that's what you're going to end up with in the next world. That's not the Tachlis. The Tachlis is we should be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fafimu u'tamut chacham. Even the person Tamut chacham, right, this is a little bit scary. V'u'osek b'chol min ein yonim nifloim b'Torah Mitzvahs, the person's doing all the Torah Mitzvahs, all that stuff. B'chol makom im shachach es ha'ikar, if you forgot the main thing, es ha'shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid, you open up the Shulchan Aruch, even the Shulchan Aruch himself, what is the first Ramah opening lines of the Shulchan Aruch? Be present. Be present. Meaning, be present with the Borei Olam every day in your life. That's why the Torah Mitzvahs are actually a gift to remind us. The Torah Mitzvahs are the Hechitimtza. They are the interrupters. That's why, you know, we have a tradition. Mo Hashem Elokecha Sholem Imach. What does God ask of you? Ma is mea, it's 100 brachas. If you make 100 brachas a day, you're constantly interrupting yourself. You're having snacks, Shabbos party, right? This is the purpose of Shabbos party. Make 100 brachas. When you constantly interrupt yourself, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem. Baruch Atah. Piyasetzer, now the Rebbe Shalom is right there. So the Torah Mitzvahs, in a certain sense, the Ikar is to stop your life, to be misaligned. We once said this whole Torah, it's not for today, we don't have time, from the late Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., he came up with this term called maladjusted. Maladjusted. Great talk in Western Michigan University. And I think that's really the essence of Torah Mitzvos. The purpose of Mitzvos is that you should be maladjusted to this world. Because this Olam is Halim. It's the God is hidden. So we have to interrupt it all the time to remind us, Shivisi, 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 be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that shapes everything in our life. What a goal. Halavai, we should pursue this. If a person misses Shivisi ve'inu machapis lichios of Hashem Yisbarach, he misses that v'umachdei samatara kula. He misses the whole goal. You notice how the Bayam Darkecha here uses the word machti for lashon chait. It's not that the person did an avera. Chait is not an avera. Lachti samatara, pasuk says in Navi, is to miss the mark with your arrow. So you did tons of Torah mitzvahs, great, but you missed the goal, which was to go through life living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is why you see great tzaddikim; they live with such equanimity, such contentment, such happiness. They're not all upset and up and down because they're living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the word Shivisi, I think, maybe you could argue, is related to the word Hishtavus. Hishtavus is a big term in Avoda, which means equanimity, Shaveh. Shivisi, I live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I'm Shaveh. So I'm not freaking out when something happens, God forbid, in this way, in that way. We're living together. It's Hishtavus, it's Shivisi. This is the goal. That's the real avoda. And I mentioned last time this sefer called Likutei Yama Chachma, where it's the sichos that Rav Itcher Meyer gave, and they collected them. So he talks about, I told you, he talks about Dveikus for like 100 pages here. But he talks about how Shivisi is the Ikar, and he says, I'll rove. He says, unfortunately, most people, when we go through our lives, we're chayim b'mitzvos. He said this in Purim Katan Tavshin Ayin Vav. We're chayim b'mitzvos anashim melumada. We're just going through the motions. Ve'einam chayim b'si'echipas elokim chayim. We're not searching for God. Right? Obviously, we're not going to find the Rebosham in this world, but we're going to search for Him. Va'afilu tamidei chachamim. That's what they're saying now. Even though our tamidei chachamim, we're oskim mekolmin in yonim v'lom, b'shochim b'si'ikar shu shivis Hashem l'negidi tamid. But the truth is that the real avoda of banim latim l'Hashem elokeichem, of our service of Hashem in this world, is just keeping that at the front and center of our mattering map. Va'af shebavadai reishis u'bosses avoda, turn the page. Of course, the first and foundational step of our avoda in life, hi kabbalas ol malchus shamayim mitoch yiras shamayim, is accepting the Ribbono shel Olam as our adon out of a sense of yira, of reverence, of appreciation, of awe. Last, I knew last as a masim, to do all the things. Ulakaimus kol ha'alachos, kichein tziv ha'melech, that's what the king commanded. Ve'ein ze meshana ha'imu margish b'zed veikus v'chibur p'nimi alo, it doesn't matter how we feel. Zeu ha'basis, that's the basis. Those are the things we do. Avlo ha'tachlis, and that's not the tachlis. You want to see what the tachlis is? Look over there. That's the tachlis. Someone who's mamash living in the presence. You see that. That's what it is. Ella, acharei she'adam machzik b'kabbalah soul. After we accept upon ourselves, these are the things we're going to do. U'mekabel atzmo l'kayim es kol ha'alochos b'chol matzav. We're going to do all of the things that we need to do in terms of checking the boxes to follow what Hashem tells us. Hu tzorach l'his'alos. We need to be elevated. V'lavod machmas avas hakel k'moshe kosov Rambam. Like the Rambam says, that's the goal. What is avas Hashem? It's staying connected always. It's thinking about it regularly. It's being in touch. Right? A person has someone that they love, so probably a couple times a day they send them a text message. They're in touch. Not just, are you doing carpool? Am I doing carpool? It's, how's your day? What's going on? Thinking of you. Right? So there's the, who's doing carpool? That's very, very basic utility. Then there's the, how are you doing? But if you text that to somebody that you don't really have a relationship with, that's not the ikar. The ikar is the fact that you care about them, that you're thinking about them. It's not the text message. It's the thought. You're like, oh, you know, she cares about me. He cares about me. Ki rak zu hi avoda amitis. Page pei vav, bottom right column. This is the true avoda. Sha'adam yargish kalos hanefesh. We should be longing, top of the second column. May rov ava v'rotzen lidabek mesikas Hashem yisbarach, to feel that sweetness of connecting with Hashem. Umisha zoche, someone who merits lehidabek b'chozik b'Hashem yisbarach, to connect, to be really tapped in with a strong energy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, azai, then yuchal lamud keneged pitui hayitzahara. They have the easy, not easy, I should, they have the ability to confront the Yetzirah that distracts them and takes them away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is a sharp line that he says in the footnote. He says, well, now you can look at this in reverse. If a person feels that the Yetzirah is too great for them and they don't know what to do, look at the bottom in Kuf Chav Beis. It turns out that actually it's a siman that they don't have so much dveikus. If a person really, really felt tapped in, then maybe we wouldn't feel so overwhelmed by the Yetzirah because we'd be in that Shivisi zone. It's an interesting idea. How do we combat the Yetzirah? So there are many different elements, but at the Shoresh, the source of it is greater Shivisi. So the Emuna, Shivisi means being present. What?
You said they equal.
So Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summon means I place God before me. So Shin and Saf is like Shtia, Evan Hashtia, it's to place, to fix something. So Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summon means I put God before me always. I place him. I fix HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of me. But it's also related to the word of Hishtavas. Right? So if I place Hashem in front of me all the time, I'm not freaking out. If I place Hashem in front of me all the time and I'm always tapped in, then all of a sudden now, my Yetzihara, it's a totally different way of relating. If I'm overwhelmed by the Yetzihara, it means I'm not really tapped into the Shivisi. So the Dveikus, through that nurturing, that Shivisi, that putting Hashem in front of me, that helps me settle down that Yetzihara. You know, and then the Baal HaTanya writes, there are some people in history, David HaMelech says, he was even able to vanquish his Yetzirah. How was David HaMelech able to vanquish his Yetzirah? Because he went through his entire life with Shivisi, putting Hashem in front of him. And that's why Tehillim is about every experience that he had. The high experiences, the low experiences, who is he experiencing with? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Rabbo Shel Olam, today was lousy and miserable and wretched. Let's talk about it. He says, Rabbo Shalom, today was beautiful and magnificent and majestic. Let's talk about it. Everything is about Shivisi V'davar HaMelech. That's why Tehillim is every range of emotion. So Tehillim, that's the ultimate expression of Shivisi. It's tremendous power. So it comes out, now I understand why David HaMelech, according to the Baal HaTanya, he was able to totally eradicate the Yetzirah. U'misha zoka v'lo sielo chalisha sadas mishum davar. A person won't have any worries or any chalisha sadas. V'zocha letachlis hashlemos. Shlemos hamenucha, the person will have contentment. They won't be freaking out for shlemos emuna. U'bekol makom v'chol matzav, this is the goal. Hu margish im Hashem yisbarach, we feel that we are with Hashem. And v'sameach ito, we feel a sense of simcha. Simcha is related, of course, to this idea because simcha is sham moach. That's where our mind is. If our mind is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shivisi, then we have that feeling of Simcha Vishtavas.